You guys are awesome. Come on, turn to your neighbor and just say, you look good. You look good. Happy Easter. I can tell that you really dressed up. Pastor Ruby, you look good. You look so, you're shining today in your pink. You look so good. Man, I am so excited for today. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Come on, he is risen. Come on, he's risen indeed. You know what's so funny? One of my friends was like, I dare you to try and say he is risen 10 times in your message this week. And so we'll see if I can do that. You can just try and keep track. Kyan, I'm calling you out again. But I'm so honored to be here. Who can feel the presence of the Lord this morning? Resurrection Sunday. And I'm so excited for today because we are the only religion on the planet that actually worships and celebrates a risen God. You can find today where Buddha was buried. You can find today where Confucius was buried. You can find today where all of these other so-called gods were buried, but no one can find where Jesus's body is. You might find the tomb, but you will not find his body there. We are the only religion in this world that celebrates a risen Savior, a risen God who defeated death. And just as we were worshiping, and I want to just say this, we're not done worshiping today. We're going to end with worship. I just felt like, come on, Pastor Matthew, you brought us somewhere. That was so powerful. Worship team, that was so powerful. We're not done worshiping today. We're going to end in worship. But I was reminded during worship of Revelation 1, 17 and 18. And Jesus is seen by John. And that was what Pastor Matthew was reading, the book of Revelation. He was seen by John. And Jesus says, behold, he says, I have overcome and in my hands I have the keys of death and the grave. Come on, somebody. Jesus says, in my hands, I hold the keys of death and the grave. Death and the grave. Jesus conquered death. He defeated death. And that's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating our risen Lord. And we celebrate that every Sunday, every day of our lives. It's not that we just celebrated on Easter, but today especially, we remember Jesus conquered death. Jesus rose from the grave. And so I'm excited. We're going to do something different. I want to let you know what we're doing in the beginning, what we're going to be doing at the end of service. You know, as a team, we were praying this week, and I just felt in my heart to baptize people today. Come on, you get excited about that. And so we're going to end service with baptism, and it's spontaneous baptism. And I know that's something maybe you're not used to, or maybe I know we've done it here before, but it's been a while. But we're going to do spontaneous baptism. So here's why I'm saying that. During my message today, if the Holy Spirit puts it on your heart to get into the waters of baptism, today is a good day to get baptized. Today is a good day to get baptized. And you might be going like, but I'm in my Easter Sunday best. I've got shirts and sweats for you, so you've got no excuse. We've got towels, we've got shirts and sweats, we've got everything you need to get baptized today. So don't let your Easter attire keep you from getting cleansed in the waters of baptism. And so I'm so excited, and here's kind of why I felt like we're led to do this today is I can't think of one thing that represents the resurrection of Jesus better than the sacrament of baptism. I can't. In scripture, I can't think of one thing. And so I'm going to teach a little bit today about baptism. Is that okay? And Jared, you can stay up here for a little bit. Jared, also, your hair is crazy awesome today. Wild. Wild. Absolutely wild. I'm going to pull on your braid today just to get some anointing out. That's just crazy. I love that so much. No, but I can't think of one thing that represents Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection more than baptism. And, you know, I grew up hearing in church that baptism is a public declaration of your faith. And I hope by the end of today, you would think that it's way more than that. Baptism is not just a public declaration of your faith. Who grew up hearing that? It's just a public declaration of your faith. You know what's so sad about that? By saying that, we have stripped away the power of baptism completely. It's not just a public declaration of your faith. You can publicly declare your faith on Instagram. What are we saying? Baptism's a public declaration. You publicly declare your faith on Facebook all day long. It's on your Facebook bio. It's on your Instagram bio. Jeremiah 29:11. It's like, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm saved. It's like, you just publicly declared your faith. No, baptism is so much more than that. And we're going to go into it today, what it really, really is. But I'm excited. You know, last night I was praying and getting ready for today, and I was talking to my wife, and I looked at my wife and I was like, what should I wear? What should I wear for Easter Sunday? And she looks at me and she's like, why do you care? She's a holy wife, okay? She's like, why do you care? And I'm like, because all of my clothes are black and brown and green, and they're depressing colors. And anybody ever, like, you think so much about what you're going to wear for Easter. It's like, I don't know what it was growing up, but it's like my parents probably ingrained it in me. They're like, you need to look like an Easter egg at church today. You need to look like a pastel Easter egg. I don't know why I always go into my Texas church girl accent. If you're wondering what that is, that's my Texas church girl. Okay, so, and I can do that because we were pastors in Texas, so that just works that way. But no, I feel like, dude, I don't have any pastel clothes. I don't have, some of you guys look, if you're wearing pastel today, make some noise. You got some flat, see, you're wearing your Easter outfit, you look good. And you know, I grew up Easter Sunday, I always thought like, okay, I gotta look good. I can't wear a hat to church unless you got the church hat. Church ladies, where you at, you know, with the church hat. But I was like, you got to look good because today you're going to take pictures and then you're going to have an Easter egg hunt and there's going to be an Easter bunny. And which I forgot to tell you guys, we're going to have an Easter bunny flying in here, paragliding, dropping eggs everywhere. You guys don't believe that, right? No, we're not doing that today. But, you know, that was it for me is Easter. You got to look good. And it's funny that we've made Easter so much about all these other things and about what I'm dressed in, when the most important thing about Easter is not what you're dressed in. It's not your Easter Sunday best. It's this. Are you dressed in the righteousness of God in Christ? It's not about if you're wearing pastel today. I see someone, you're wearing a bright yellow shirt, buddy. You look good today. I can see you. But here's the reality, is Isaiah 64, verse 6 says this, that even on our best day, even with all of our efforts, apart from Jesus, the Bible says that our righteousness is filthy rags. On your best day, trying to clean up, you might look so, so good today, but apart from Jesus, come on, this is a part of the gospel. You can't just talk about resurrection and not sin, okay? But a part of the gospel is this, that even with all of your efforts, you can't clean yourself up. There's nothing that you could do. You can't lift up your hands high enough. You can't pray and fast enough. You can't dress up enough. You can't take enough showers, because here's the reality. Sin is not just something that you were born to do. Sin is something that you wear apart from Jesus. And we don't need a behavioral change. We need an identity change. And thanks be to God that because of the cross, we can get a new identity. And I love this. So it's not just something that we do. It's something that we actually are wearing. The Bible says that our clothing, that this garment that we're wearing, it's actually filthy rags. There was anybody ever heard of a guy named Reinhard Bonnke? right? Look him up. He's crazy. He preached the gospel in Africa. He saw 76 million people come to Jesus. And he died at 76 years old. So that's a million souls for every year he was alive. That's crazy. And Reinhard got invited to be on TV with a scientist atheist. He's a scientist and an atheist. And this scientist is sitting with Reinhard, and he looks at Reinhard and he goes, "Reinhard, I know that you're an evangelist in Africa, but here's why I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus because if Jesus shed blood here, if his blood was actually shed here, then why is there still so much brokenness in the world? If his blood is really that powerful, this blood that you preach about, if it's really that powerful, then don't you think that all the brokenness in this world would be taken away?" And Reinhard, how many of you would be stumped by that question on live TV? Okay, some of you guys are like, "Are you kidding me? I know the answer." No one raised their hand right now. Reinhard looks at this atheist, and he looks at him in the eyes, and he says, "Sir, you are so wrong." He said, "There's a lot of dirty people in this world, but there's also a lot of soap. There's so many dirty people everywhere, but you can get so close to soap and still not get clean by a bar of soap." Has anybody ever tried that? Just standing next to a bar of soap? It's like, "Come on, clean me, bar of soap." That's not how that works. You could be dirty and work in a soap factory and still not get clean. But it's until you reach out for the soap and apply the soap to your life. That's when the dirt starts to come off. And he looks at this atheist and he says, "So, sir, I beg you, reach out for the blood of Jesus. Reach out for the blood of Jesus and apply the blood to your sinful life. And you'll see that his blood has wonder working power to forgive you and cleanse you of all of your sin." I think it's good. But the reality is this, everyone, apart from Jesus, we're not just dirty, we're dead. In Ephesians 2, 1 through 5, I'm going to paraphrase Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. It says this: "You and I were dead." Say dead. And then it says, "But God." Say, "But God." It says, "Made us alive together with Christ." Come on, the gospel is this. It's not that bad people become good. It's that dead people come alive. It's not just getting clean. It's that God would actually make us alive. I want to show you guys Zechariah 3 through 4. It's going to be up on the screen. Zechariah 3 through 4. It says this: "Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' And then he said to Joshua, 'See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you.'" How many people want to wear what Jesus wants to put on you today? "I have taken away your sin, and I have put fine garments on you." See, here's the deal. God doesn't want to just forgive you of your sin. He wants to clothe you in his righteousness. You and I need an identity change. And this is why we're baptizing people today. Because I believe, like I said in the beginning, that in the waters of baptism, something supernatural happens. Something so powerful happens. I got baptized when I was 13 years old, and it was one of the greatest decisions of my life. But before I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Anybody ever have that experience? I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I think the next week, I was like, man, what's keeping me from getting baptized? Anybody ever feel that before? It's like, wow, like I really feel like I need to get baptized. I know I'm saved. I know I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I really want to get baptized. And so I got scheduled to get baptized at this church in Milton, Washington, called Faith Family Church in Milton. And I had no idea what was going to happen to me that day. I had no idea. I thought I was just going to go into this cold baptism tank and come out shivering and be like, oh, sweet, I got my baptism certificate. But when I went into the water, I was baptized by my spiritual grandfather. He baptizes me, Eldon Blandford. He baptizes me in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I come up out of the water and I started seeing clearer. Anybody ever had this experience before? You almost feel lighter. You start seeing clearer. I remember walking outside and I was like, the grass is greener. The sky is bluer. It feels like a weight came off of my back. But I didn't get a teaching on the power of baptism like I'm going to give you in just a minute. But I realized something happened to me in the water. Like there's something about this water that is more than just taking a bath. Like, how many know you can take a bath, but you don't feel the same after you got baptized? It's a different experience. You can jump in a pool, but that doesn't mean you got baptized. And so I want to show you guys this in Romans chapter 6, verse 3. I love this verse. It says this right here. Don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Next verse. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that. So in other words, he's saying, here's the reason why. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Next verse. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Can we just read that again? I want to break this down for you. This is so powerful today. Go back to verse 3, Jason. It says, don't you know that all of us who have been baptized, say baptized. It says baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death. Next verse. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So here's what baptism really is. Not a public declaration of your faith, or not just. It is actually you and I being united with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. It's so powerful. So when you and I get baptized, it's not just so that you have a certificate and say, here I am, I'm a Christian. It's actually the old you, the Bible calls it, the old sinful life goes into the water and it doesn't come up out of the water. It stays in the water. Come on, this is so good. So when you and I get baptized, it's basically like Jesus saying, hey, you know what I did? I didn't just die. I wasn't just buried. You died. You were buried. And now you're rising into newness of life. So in Christianity, you guys, it's not just that Jesus died for us. It's that you died. When you put your faith in Jesus today, when you come to the waters of baptism today, you know what we're saying? I am being united in the fullness of the gospel. And here's what's going to happen at the end of today is we're going to have people. I don't know how many. I just know one for sure. David Snell is getting baptized today. I don't know where he's at, but I know for sure David is, but we wanted to open it up to as many people as possible because I believe there's people here today, and maybe you've never given your life to Jesus before, but today is the day to walk in newness of life. Today is the day to put off your old clothes, to put off those old garments, not your Easter best. I'm not talking about taking that. I'm talking about putting off those rags of those unrighteous garments and putting on Christ. I want to read one more verse to you today. It's Galatians 3:27. And it says this, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You've put him on. So right now, I know there's probably many Christians in here, but I want to ask you this. What's keeping you from being baptized today? What's keeping you from being baptized? Is it the extravaganza event that you have going on at your auntie's house today? Is it the Easter ham that you're looking forward to? Come on, there is no better day to get baptized than Easter Sunday. There's no better day to join in the resurrection life of Jesus than today. One more verse, Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says this. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your minds on things above. Check this out. For you have died. I'm paraphrasing it here. It says, for you have died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Let me read that one more time. Since you have been raised, say raised with Christ, set your minds on things above. For you have died. Say, I have died. For you have died and now your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Come on, so listen. The cross, the tomb, and the resurrection doesn't just happen to Jesus. It happens to anyone who puts faith in Jesus. When we put our faith in Jesus and we get baptized, what we're saying is, I'm joining with you in your death, burial, and resurrection. I don't want to live this sinful life anymore. I don't want to wear this sin nature anymore. I don't want to have these chains holding me anymore. And I have enough faith today that if I get baptized into Christ, the old me falls off and a new me comes alive. A new me is risen. My cousin who's in Texas, he texted me, his name's August. He texted me during worship and he was like, happy resurrection day, we are risen. And I was like, to some people that's offensive. But to a Christian who understands the word of God, the reality is you and I have risen with Christ to walk a new life. And this is the hard part, and I preached about this a couple weeks ago. This is the hard part for us, is most of us in our Christian life, we get baptized. Maybe we've chosen to get baptized. We've put our faith in Jesus. And the Bible says that we've risen with him, and now we have a new life and a new identity. But we're still carrying around an old, dead us that Jesus left in the grave. And I was reading the resurrection story to my son Cruz this morning. You know what I love about the resurrection story in John? Is when Jesus rose from the grave in the book of John, it says that he folded up his burial clothes and just laid them in the tomb. He didn't take those grave clothes with him. He left the grave clothes in the tomb and walked out into newness of life. And that's what baptism is. It's those old grave clothes that you've been wearing. That anxiety that's been gripping you. Those suicidal thoughts that have been gripping you. The depression that's been gripping you. The sin cycle that you can't seem to break. The addictive pattern that you can't seem to break. I believe, I have enough faith today that if you chose to get baptized, maybe for the first time, that when you go in the water, that thing stays and a new you comes to life. That thing stays. And I know what some of you might be thinking who are really great theologians in here. Jonah, are you saying that, because baptism might sound like a work to you, are you saying that baptism does something that just putting faith in Jesus, you know, already did? No, I'm saying Jesus, if Jesus got baptized, how many know that we should probably get baptized? If Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go into all of the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How many know if it's that important to Jesus, it should be important to us? Come on, think about when Jesus was baptized in John 3. The heavens opened, the Holy Spirit came, and the Father spoke, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You know what I believe is going to happen today? When you get baptized, an open heaven's going to come over your life. An open heaven. Fresh relationship with Jesus. Fresh intimacy with Jesus. And I don't want anything in your life holding you back from what God has for you. Amen? And so I want to invite our worship team up. And I want to just simply ask you today. I want to simply ask you this question today. When you look at your life, are you walking in resurrection power with Jesus? Are you walking in the newness of life that Jesus died and paid for on the cross? Because today, I believe that if you choose to get baptized, if you choose to give your life to Jesus, there's going to be a season shift in your life. Do you believe that? We were celebrating yesterday, me and my family, a day called Holy Saturday. Anybody ever hear of that? Or Silent Saturday? We were celebrating that yesterday, and the whole day we didn't even listen to any music. We were just like, we're just going to keep it chill in our house. We're not even going to turn on worship music. We're going to observe this day, because this was the day where Jesus was in the tomb on the Sabbath day. And he was in the tomb, and his disciples were mourning. But I want to propose something today that I believe is so powerful, and I could almost take more time just to preach this message today. But that while we were resting, while the disciples were mourning and resting on the Sabbath day, Jesus was actually rescuing. The Bible says that Jesus, like I quoted in Revelation 1:17, Jesus on Saturday wasn't just resting in the tomb. Jesus stormed into the gates of hell. This is what we believe in Christianity. He stormed into the gates of hell, and he says, I'm not actually dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. And Jesus storms into the gates of hell. The devil has no power. Death has no power over him. And he says, I am taking the keys of sin, hell, and the grave back, so that anyone who believes in me can receive all of me. Anyone who believes in me can walk in newness of life and be free. Come on, who wants death to have no more hold on you? Sin to have no more hold on you? All it takes is faith in this God who died, buried, and was risen from the grave. And so I want to do two calls. I know it's a shorter message today than usual. It's because if we're baptizing 500 people today, I don't want to keep you until 2, okay? So it could be 5, it could be 500, but I want to do two calls. Can you all stand to your feet? You all look so good. And I want you just to close your eyes in this room. Close your eyes in this place. And the first call is this. All throughout the book of Acts, in the Bible, in the book of Acts, the disciples always would use this phrase, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Before baptism, there always needs to be a repentance, a turning from your old life and a turning towards Jesus. And I don't want to baptize anyone until I make this first call for people to actually put their faith in Jesus today. And I know what day it is. I know it's Easter. I know there's some people here. This might be your first time ever in church, or it's your holiday, and usually you just come to church on Christmas and Easter. But I want to ask you today, are you really born again? Do you really have a relationship with Jesus? Is resurrection really alive in your heart? Have you received forgiveness of all of your sins? Are you walking in that newness of life? Because today is the day to be transformed by the gospel. Today is the day to be washed in his blood. And so with every head bowed and eyes closed, if that's you and you're saying, I want to have a relationship with Jesus, I want to be forgiven of all my sins, I want to put my faith in the one who died and was buried and rose from the grave, I want you just to lift up your hand in this place. If that's you, you're saying, that's me. I'm putting my faith afresh in Jesus today. I don't want just my parents' faith. I don't want just, my family's faith. I want fresh faith for myself. Keep your hand raised if that's you. Lift it high. Keep it raised for me. I see your hand. Come on, anyone else, if that's you, you're saying, I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Come on, three people today. That's amazing. Anyone else? You're saying, that's me. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you up there. Come on, that's amazing. I see your hand. So good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, six hands raised in this place saying, I'm giving my faith. I'm putting my faith in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, so good. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pray this together, but if you raised your hand, I wanna do something different. Can you actually come forward if you raised your hand? I know that's so bold, but I mean, there's a couple of people, and some of you, this might be like the second or third time, but I know those two up there, that's so far for you to walk, you girls up there. But I wanna just celebrate what Jesus is doing. Just come forward. So awesome. Even if you're with them, you can grab their hand and bring them down. Grab their hand and bring them down. They're coming down from the balcony. And even as they're down here, if you're here and you're like, I want to put my faith in Jesus. Come on, bro. That's amazing. That's so awesome. You're like, I want to put my faith in Jesus. Come on, today's a good day to do it. And some of us in this room, you need to have faith in the decision that you already made and realize, come on, that's amazing. You guys coming forward? Hey, so awesome. Here, come closer. Come closer. So awesome. So awesome.